Welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Help us to see what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Help us to be stirred in the Spirit tonight, to be able to receive revelation. We renounce Satan and call him a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. Every ministry that's represented, every home that is represented here in Darrow and around the world, we pronounce blessings upon them. Blessings to the overflow. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up those hands. Lift up those hands. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Show us things that we have never seen before. Tell us things that we have never heard before. We're under your jurisdiction now. We yield to another world. Hallelujah. We yield to another world. A world that eyes can't see. But yet we have eyes to see in that world. Thank you for the holy angels, prosperity angels, that are present in this house to shipwreck all lack and all things that have held us back in the financial world. Thank you that finances is being unlocked supernaturally around the world this very night. As we gather around your word, we declare that your word will not return to you void, but it shall accomplish and prosper. We got a prosper word in our bosom. We break every bondage right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's a change in plan. We're not going to have no testimony tonight. I got to go right into the word. Different aspects of prosperity. Have we seen the whole thing? There are some things that the Holy Spirit wants to show us tonight. I know I haven't seen the whole thing. I know there is more to prosperity than I know. Oh, no, I'm not by myself. There's different angles of prosperity. The Holy Spirit will show us tonight to bring a completion in you to understand you're supposed to be prosperous. And no one and nothing can stop you. Your last name, the color of your skin, what side of the track you live on, what state you're from. Your neighborhood cannot stop you. You can prosper in a neighborhood that don't know prosperity. But you have to know your business. And I think this year, this is what he want to do. He want to bring you to a further dimension of understanding how prosperity work. Not only how prosperity work, but how you can work prosperity in your favor. Yes. You know, anytime the Bible says something that gives God pleasure, yes. The Bible don't say a whole lot of time what give God pleasure. But prosperity is one of the things that cause God to rejoice. Yes. And he only have a remnant he can talk to. Most Christian God, the Holy Spirit can't talk to them about real prosperity because they don't recognize it's part of the plan of God. I want to go back over the seals that I had this morning because I didn't finish this morning. People were falling like flies this morning. All together at the same time. a dimension of the spirit with God in. It's just Tuesday, isn't it, Leroy?
Yeah.
So listen to these seals very well again. Today, I enter into preparation to live in the no-limit zone of prosperity by grace through faith. And I'll give you a scripture with that. I'm trying to give you a scripture with them. We got a whole book of seals now, but let's pray about that. No limit zone of prosperity. No more limit. Take the limits off. I fear no limit. I'm not afraid of no limit. There is a no limit zone in prosperity. In Jesus' name. Permitting the Holy Spirit to take the limit off of my giving, the limits off of my receiving, the limits off of my living, I declare that I am a prosperity level breaker because the breaker goes before me. I need a few people lifting holy hands and begin to pray about that. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. I'm your candidate. Let it be. Hallelujah. 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 My giving, my receiving, my living. My goodness. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All lack and limitations will be jerked out of my life tonight. My joint heirship with Christ will manifest in abundance. Come on, one more time. Now lift up holy hand. Reach for it. Thank him for it. Reach for it. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. Something on me?
Yes.
Get it off me, boy. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Psalm. You got it all? Psalm 78, we will, right? Right? We began to yield to the Holy Spirit in the aspect of releasing maximized prosperity in my life. There are some different aspects of prosperity I would like to build on tonight. For every prosperity stage, you'll know where you are and how to make it happen. Now I say to you, God is not releasing no more prosperity in your life.
Right, sir. Come on. Right. Come on.
He has released all he's going to release.
Yeah, right.
And now by your cooperation with him, you the one cause manifestation.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
God cannot manifest on earth without partnership.
That's right.
The sovereignty of God of doing things, he is sovereign,
yes,
but he chose,
yes,
to have partnership,
yeah,
with you and I.
Right. Yeah. He chose. Yeah. Right. He chose.
So God shared, when we're functioning right, my goodness,
yeah,
when we're functioning right, God shared part of his sovereignty with us. There are things we can do in faith that steps us into the sovereignty of God.
Wow. Wow.
In other words, it cannot be denied. It cannot be blocked. It cannot be overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condition and a position in the spirit that God has given his sons and daughters.
Yes, sir. That's right.
There's a certain position you get in faith, you can't be stopped.
Ah, yeah. Right.
And when grace and faith lock hand in connection and balance, something super happened.
Yes.
Something beyond worldly standards.
Yes.
Something beyond satanic forces.
Yes.
Something beyond how I used to live. All of your used to living is over. There is some place this week that the Father wants to take us. And I believe you read it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
So I in Psalm 78, we begin to talk about coming out of financial willingness. How many know what I'm talking about when I say financial willingness? When you can't, you know, you can't see life for the bills. There's a lot of things that you know that God is telling you to do, but you can't do it because the money not there. That don't add up. Because when God tell you to do something, he become the provision.
Yeah.
Let's say it this way. I'll make a word up. I don't know. He become the provisionary.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what Webster say. Don't make me no different. I understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
When God become my provisionary,
yeah,
it's over.
It's over.
Write that word down. Spell it the way you want. Well, do you say he's Jehovah Jireh?
Yeah.
What that mean?
Provider.
The Lord.
Provisionary.
The Lord, yeah, provisionary. Lord, yeah, my provider. Provisionary. You must understand that statement.
Yes,
You must look to no other source from this night forward. You must know your job is a stepping stone. It's not the finish line. We're talking about beyond college graduates. That the public is not your provider. You understand it? Because if you're going to go into this extreme prosperity, extraordinary prosperity, you're going to have an extraordinary understanding to the magnitude that God wants to bless you. You will have visitation tonight. You will go places in the spirit realm about prosperity you have never been before. And you will enjoy the benefits, for they will last the rest of eternity. In dealing with this, releasing maximized prosperity in my life, there are so many midgets in the body of Christ when it comes down to prosperity. They have not grown. They have not known. They have not understood. They have not accepted. They have not believed that God wants them rich. Are you hearing me? There are so many religious spirits that tell us, hold on. I'm tired holding on. Shoot, I want a seat. Like we're hanging off a rail car and don't have no more seat. No, there's a seat for me. There's a seat for me in prosperity. But there are those in the body of Christ, watch this, that always minimizing prosperity. They talk about prosperity preacher. They say this church, all they talk about is money. My people are fully educated. They know about the supernatural. I call you on the carpet with that. I take one of my members, almost any one of my members, and you get with them and ask them about life. They know how. They know more about money, more than about money. My people know the yet not I principle. You know, I almost do your note. So that those prosperity minimizers, you got to get from around them, because they don't know that it costs God so much. Watch what I'm about to say. For you to live big. Living small do not give God joy. We didn't come here from all over the world to talk about living small. You could have stopped at the corner store and got that. I didn't come all these miles to talk about living small. I come to see something big. And so there are so many in the body of Christ, they won't come to a meeting like this because they think this is unimportant in the eyes of God. And it almost make God throw up.
Come on.
At the stupidity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
His son died. Prosperity is a part of salvation.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, it is.
Prosperity is a gospel word.
Yes, sir. It's a gospel word. That's right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
So instead of minimizing it, tonight I'm going to show you some things how you maximize it.
Got it.
Look. Let's read our opening text. I need to read it because there are so many of y'all still in wilderness. I know it.
Yeah.
And in desert finance.
Yeah.
And we need to get beyond that. So in Psalm 78, verse 40 and 41. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? See, the wilderness don't make no difference to the Lord.
Yeah.
Your willingness of finances, that's where God like to work at.
Yeah.
Tell him, God, I mean the willingness, you did it for the children of Israel.
Right.
I got a better covenant. So come do something up in this wilderness of finances I'm dealing with. The desert don't mean nothing to God. You still drink. He got water out of rock. He can get money out of somebody else's hand for you. If you stop trusting him and start trusting the other person's hand.
Come on, Apostle.
We look to people too much. To bless us. You follow me? So you understand what I'm saying when I say financial wilderness? Oh yeah, you understand.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Look up in the encyclopedia wilderness and look at your finances. Look up deserts and look at your finances. Look up desert and make in your mind money is water. And then you say, preach to me, Apostle, I need some help. I've been there before. It take one to know one. I know what it is. But I know it's leaving you this week. Never to see it again. Your vision of financial freedom will be so maximized when you leave here, you don't even hear your situation. Your situation would not talk to you anymore. You will talk to your situation. My God. So he said in the first verse, after these people have seen all this, yeah, they turned back and tempted God. First of all, they tempted him and limited the Holy One of Israel. God forbid. Now, here's another scripture I want to read from the New International Version. To give you some, I need to give you some stages of prosperity so you can locate what's happening. In Jeremiah 29:11 in the New International Version Bible, in the Old Testament, which is the shadow of the New Testament, that which is in the New Testament is greater than what that which is in the Old Testament. So whatever you saw in the Old Testament, it can be outdone. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Who declared it?
The Lord.
Now look what he says here. I like the New International Version. Plans, God, this is God's plan. Plans, not singular plan, plans. To prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now, when a person is not walking in prosperity, they're walking in harm. They can't take care of their body right. They can't take care of their children right. They have to send their children sometime to an idiotic public school when they could pay for them and put them in a private school. Well, all the crazy people not it. I know y'all don't like it. I know y'all don't like it. I don't care. I don't know the school system don't like it. But it got some ignorant people in school. They send them children on, train them nothing. You got to try to get your children out from among them and get ignorant.
Get
and they take money. I tell you, it take a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
I pay for all my grandchildren.
Glory to God. Amen.
Give them a chance to have an education and not smoke pot. If you don't have no money, your family don't have much hope. They're laughing and talking to you, but they say, I wish you would do something. If you listen to me, your family going to be happy. Some of y'all don't raise your hand for nothing. Y'all just. Go back to Joshua. Chapter 1. I want to emphasize something here about prosperity I never had before. Seemed like the Lord turned this thing into a direction that I have never seen before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Joshua 1 and 7, you know, Joshua's taking over Moses. Mm-hmm. He said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall I divide for an inheritance. Wow. Mm-hmm. The land. No, the seventh voice. But that was good too.
Yeah.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. You know, sometimes you get in the spirit, you just preach everything. Watch Moses, I can preach the index, boy, tonight. I can preach Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John without going to a scripture.
Yeah.
See, when the anointing on you, you just flow.
Yeah.
Y'all feel it coming in here?
Yes, sir.
I feel it coming up my leg right now.
Yeah.
Something going to happen in here tonight. Boy, I've been in this 42 years. I know when the Lord is on the rampage. Yokes will be destroyed. Burden will be removed. And you're going to leave here a free woman. A free man. Free. To ride high. That's what I heard in the spirit. Can I tell you what I hear in the spirit? Freedom to ride high. Yeah, you'll never go back to the level you are. It's gone forever. Kiss it goodbye. You'll never go back to that level. Now, So he says in the seventh verse, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe due according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. You heard that?
Yes.
Now, I want you to underline this last statement, because this is an aspect of prosperity. When you maximize prosperity in your life, this aspect began to happen. The last statement in verse 7. What he said? Don't you be dumb enough to let somebody else read this for you. I'm trying to get something in you. I need everybody to understand this is an aspect of prosperity, that when you maximize prosperity in your life, you release it. Read that statement. Wheresoever thou goest. So, it means that now prosperity accompanied you. Don't sukate, dopakistiti, pahunet, no matter what the condition of the place where you go. When you get there. It is your lot tonight to understand that the Father is tonight dressing you with prosperity. Your garments about to change. You're aware about the change. Because he says, it must be with me. In a book, he says, wheresoever I go, wheresoever you go, you'll prosper. Powerful condition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Furthermore, in that same opening, we have the kosile mancha in the eighth voice. We have to recognize who make this happen now. Who make this happen? Who see, if you're waiting on God, you're lost. What? God did. God has. Blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. In who? In who? It's a done thing. Are you following me? So, we're talking about good success and prosperity. I want to term that to successful prosperity.
All right.
Prosperity that cannot fail.
Yeah. Yes.
Famine, the world system, economy collapse, but yet that prosperity is steady. It's successful. It can't be changed.
Right.
Oh, y'all not listening. It is not determined by how things are going in this system. You're living in another world. You have another source that reign in the time of famine. That reign, or E-I-G-N, in the time of lack. That reign when the plant shut down. It is anointed.
It's anointed.
It is a prosperity anointing that is coming up on you that will destroy yokes and remove things out of your life wherever you are. Will you receive it? Will you believe it? Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Don't nothing else. Don't do nothing else. Only believe. No, don't go to work. Don't do nothing else.
Only believe.
Don't get them job on your mind. Don't get overtime on your mind. Don't get, you know, don't get working all through the weekend on your mind.
Yes, sir.
You better know. If you don't know, you better know. We're talking about supernatural prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know in my knower, many of you have been struggling financially for a long time. Lord. Then I got another word he gave me just now. All your life. Up to this moment. Not that you're not a good person. Not that you're not living a holy life. But you can live holy and right and be broke. Many people read the Bible blind when it comes by prosperity. You understood that? They are good Bible readers, but they're blind. They don't see the prosperity. They see everything else. They see help the poor. How are you going to help the poor? You're broke. You're the poor who need to be helped. I don't want you, if I was the poor, I don't want you to have a revelation of helping the poor. And you poor. I would like for you to have a revelation of prosperity. You know, if I'm poor, I want you to have a revelation of prosperity. Don't come tell me about how bad I'm doing, because you're in the same boat. I need somebody who's gotten out of the boat and walking on the water and know that God can do something none of their other family member ever done before. This is my generation hour. This is the time for my family to rise. I'm the one going to let them do it. I'm Joseph. Tell somebody you're Joseph. I'm Joseph. I have the favor of God on me.
Come on, Apostle.
Why I said Joseph? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Why I said Joseph? He prospered. He prospered as a slave. He prospered in jail. He prospered when temptation came. He prospered everywhere he go. He rose to the top. Didn't he? You read it sometime. Joseph kept prospering. And the man who was over him saw it. People know when you got the favor of God on you. Well, let me try to teach you something, boy. Because it's just it's like a whirlwind now. Come on, sit down. Sit down. Let me try to teach you something. Sit down. Hi-ya-ya-ya. See that eight voice telling you how to school yourself in prosperity with the book of the law. Don't let it what? Speak prosperity out your mouth. Don't say what you see. Say what you don't see. And it'll change what you see. Now, y'all, listen, I'm half drunk. Y'all just pay me. I'm drunk from this morning. You see? Start talking it. Start walking it. Start thinking it. That's first. You got to do that first. You got to think it. You got to talk it. You got to walk it. All of a sudden, you're in it. I did it. I know. It's very easy to have plenty of money. That you that don't go over, hallelujah. Too good. But that's from another dimension of thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I got some stuff in my heart that make me think different.
That's right.
I don't think like normal preachers.
Right.
I don't think like many congregations think about preachers.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to show you something now. You hold on. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, watch this. Now watch this. We're going to be talking about different dimension. Now notice that in that 8th verse, it says, thou shalt make thy way prosper and have good success.
Yeah.
You go back up in the 8th verse, he told you how you do it. Mm-hmm. The 8th verse by itself tell you how to do it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, so now you got to understand that. All right, now I never got to the first point this morning. All right, let's go. Go to Psalm chapter 1. Now, here's another aspect of prosperity. Now, remember, wherever you go, you're going to be prosper, and you're going to have good, successful prosperity, right? That means you and your wife or you and your husband are getting along, your children, your home, you got good health. See, I'm reading some books about great men, but a lot of folks start dying and sick. It was a good book. I was getting some revelation, but I shut that book, boy.
Yeah.
I said, too much going on,
right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Somebody done let the snake in the truck.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah.
God don't get no glory out your sick testimony.
Right.
Out your broke testimony.
That's right.
You know, so-and-so was sick, but the Lord brought us through. Why don't you stay out?
Yeah. Right.
Stay out.
Yeah.
Now, you notice here in Psalm 1, it gives us the walk, the sitting, and the counsel.
Yeah.
Psalm 1. Y'all know about it, right?
Yes, sir.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of scorners, nor stand in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a what?
Tree.
That planted by what?
River.
And what happened?
Fruit.
What else happened? Now watch what he said next. Another stage of prosperity.
Yes.
Not only wherever you go.
Yes.
Not only are you going to have successful prosperity.
Yes.
But now you've come to a point in revelation and anointing and wisdom that bad things turn out good.
Yes. Come on. Yes. Bad
things. That which was supposed to mess you up.
Yes.
Become a miracle. Something emanating from you. Something, you got some change in power. So the thing that was supposed to go south.
Yep.
You know that word, whatsoever? He doeth, shall prosper. God dug it, I take that. Say it. God dug it, I take that. That is something to take, man. That's yours for the taking, though.
Yes, sir.
You got to think like that.
Yes, sir.
When things look at his worth, you begin to shout. Why? Something about to prosper. Something about to prosper. I said, when things look like it's going AWOL, you start shouting in the back bedroom. Something about to prosper. The enemy is trying to tell me I'm not wearing prosperity.
Come on, Apostle.
Whatsoever he doeth. Whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper. Another bag of money. What's whatever he do? I'm going to hold it a little while to make the preachers who spied. I'm going to keep them on the torment for a few moments. Yeah. Whatsoever he do, it shall prosper. Yeah. Now, I'm going to give you a little workshop here now. I want you to do this with me. Some of y'all are so spiritual, you might not do it because you think you already know, but I'm the teacher here tonight. Yeah. Lord, you talking to me? Did you say it?
Yes.
See, you're opening your spirit up. Yes. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. Lord,
you're talking to me?
I take it.
I take it.
You got it. Set it on the stack, Troy. Wow. How about Troy, you to say, wow. Yeah. You're getting the spirits, you know. And you don't want his big brother sitting behind you in the Holy Ghost here. Yeah. He'll blow you out the front row.
Yeah.
I had him sitting behind Montreal, Darnell, mother-in-law. And he was sitting behind him. Troy's brother was sitting behind him, and the spirit hit. And that big boy came out of that seat. And she said, she started to run. She didn't know what to do. What is it? Sit down. Now, to operate, I'm giving you the stage before I give you the points.
Yes, sir.
Right. We might not get to the points tonight.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm giving you different stages of prosperity.
Yes.
Prosperity is not just money.
Yeah.
Prosperity is a divine position with a takeover anointing.
Yeah. Right.
Write that down. Yes, it's in every area.
Yeah.
Not just money, health.
That's right.
Joy.
That's right.
Peace.
Yeah.
Long life.
Yeah.
A long, satisfied life.
Yes, sir.
God, dog and hallelujah. Yeah. So I know prosperity more than money, but the money end, I
yes,
got
sir.
To deal with
yes,
it
sir.
Because
right.
so many,
right, right,
so
right.
many Christians suffering.
Right, right.
This church, all the balcony, well, I made it fit for them to come. All
yeah,
the balcony.
Right. Yeah.
And all outdoors in the foyer, I could have chairs down for these dumb, stupid people
yeah.
to get a breakthrough.
Yeah.
To unlock, not breakthrough. See, that's that old school.
Yeah, right.
To unlock prosperity.
Yes, sir.
They're all out there trying to get a breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And the Lord sat on his throne and said, I'm not helping none of them dummies get a breakthrough because I already broke through and they got to learn how to walk through the door.
Yes, sir.
Well, I made some hot just now.
Yeah.
Now, Isaiah 55:11, to live in prosperity,
mm-hmm.
you have to know the prosperity of the word.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
To live in prosperity, you have to know the prosperity of the word.
You have to have a prosperity word working in you.
Yes.
Isaiah 55:11. God himself called his word prosper. Can I teach it?
Yes,
can I really teach it?
Yes, sir.
I'd hold that and go back to Joshua 1:8.
Okay.
Can I teach that the Holy Spirit teach me?
Yes, sir.
Hold that now. I want you to have Isaiah 55:11 and Joshua 1:8.
Yes,
I want you to see some divine corresponding action. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. Go back to Isaiah 55:11. Watch my question now. Watch my question. Where did the book of the law come from?
His mouth.
What?
His mouth.
Out of his mouth? So the words coming out of my mouth are the same words that came out of his mouth. And I can get the same result. Because I'm his son. I'm his daughter. I'm connected. Hold it there. Look at John 6:63. Hey, you want me to tell you what the Lord said? In my spirit? Tonight you abandon lack.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Now, I'm not too good on English. But the Spirit of God took a Solomon Shukate. Tell me to tell you, you're not leaving, you have already left. Y'all ain't getting it. They ain't getting it. You're not leaving. What you have heard, you have already left. Look what you're doing. You got a prosperity word in you. Huh? This book of the law should not depart from your mouth. Joshua 1:8. Now over in John 6:63. You see, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. They are everything I provided for you. So, back to Isaiah 55. So, spirit and life comes on your finances tonight. Let the Holy Spirit talk to you, please. Spirit and life is a divine thing. Prosperity is a divine thing. Psalm 35:27 says, give God pleasure. He's the reward of them that did it to seek him. Hebrews 11:6. God loved the reward. He got to find somebody who's ready to receive. Look right in my seat right here, Lord. I'm the one. Isaiah, come on, Isaiah 55:11. Again, we have to see this. We have to see this before I can go any further. Ooh, goodness. Hallelujah. It's a good check, so. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Now, so now we have correlated the words that come out of our mouth and the word come out of his mouth are the same words. And they have the same authority. It shall not return unto me void. Yeah, I hear that, Lord. But it shall be accomplished. But it shall accomplish that which I plead. And it shall what? In the thing what? Go ahead and send the word to some of your situation right now. You know what you're dealing with. Go ahead and send the word. I dare you to do it right up in here. All right, I may have to go over this, but let me work a little bit here. How much time I got left? I ain't preaching more now. You got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If you want to get it on, you better get it on now.
Yeah.
No more living. Sit down. Right. John say right. No more living in the financial wilderness. No more living in the financial desert. Why? The fourth man is in my finances. Listen to me. I need to explain that. The Holy Spirit is helping me. The Holy Spirit is helping me. You have been thrown in the fire about prosperity. Religious, tradition, denomination, the wall between grace people and the word of faith people, still didn't bring it together. You have been thrown in the fire. But this week, the false man, I thought I threw in three, but now I see four. The fourth man, say it, the fourth man is in my finances. All hell gonna have to leave. All heat gonna have to leave. All height gonna have to leave. I don't even know the meaning of this word, but I heard it. You about to live a hilarious life. Shout if you believe it. Shout if you believe it. You're about to live a hilarious life. What hilarious? Unexplainable joy. You about to live a hilarious life. He shouldn't have never let you come to this meeting. Too late. The house of my finances is on fire, and I don't want nobody to put it out. So you can come spraying all the doubt you want. After I leave here, you're not putting my fire out. You can come and say anything you want to say about me, but my fire gonna keep on burning. Because the fourth man is in the fire with me, and my finances will never be the same again. Shout! Boys, let me talk to y'all. This is the easiest preaching that I have ever done in the 42 years of my preaching.
Come on, Apostle.
There's a flow here. There's a people here. The intercessors have locked in.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is sweet.
Yeah.
There's no telling what we are going to hear.
Yeah.
What's going to happen
in
our presence. You listen to me?
Yeah.
See, my sons and daughters are in school.
Yes, sir.
They're training.
Yes, sir.
You see,
yes, sir.
You can read the book, but you got to catch the anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Listen to this, children. Some of y'all want to sit down. Some of y'all were not here this morning because you thought I wasn't preaching.
Yeah.
I trick you. I preach like a wild man anymore, didn't I? Ron was on the floor with his new suit.
Yeah.
On I told Philip, take over. He said, all right. Bam. You know the fourth man is Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, huh? You knew who was in that fire, right? You know this morning the fourth man became our accountant?
Yeah.
Write that down. Boy. Wow. That is so important that Jesus has taken over my books.
Yes.
And about to rearrange all my accounts to say prosper.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all didn't take it, man. That thing is powerful, boy.
Yes,
you're an accountant, right?
Yes, sir.
You accountant, right, Junior?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Wow.
Now, listen to this, Phil. I'm just going over some things. Huh? I know we're about halfway. How close are we to halfway this meeting?
Mara
halfway. He's not halfway yet. My budget has been removed by the blessing.
Wow.
Write that down. Write that down, man. Write that down, Jeremiah. My budget has been, I don't have a budget. I have a blessing. You, can you understand that? I don't have no limits. I don't have what I can get this and get that. I can get it all. I don't have to no more itemize my want. Because I'm not living by a budget. I'm living by a blessing. Remember what? My budget has been erased by the blessing. Oh, God, come on. Come on, y'all. You're not hearing the apostle. This is not normal preaching.
Come on, Apostle.
You never heard that in your life.
Yeah.
You probably won't find that in no book in the world.
No.
My budget
lifestyle
been erased by the blessing.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing.
Right,
God.
Wow.
My wife and I, when we go into any store, we don't have to discern what we can have.
Yeah.
We can have it all.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord. What did he say? What the pastor said? I can have it all. Say it. I can
have it all. I can have it all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All things are yours. And you are mine.
Thank you, Lord.
I will not hold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. Delight yourself in me. I'll give you the desire of your heart.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you got to dance your way out.
Yes, sir.
We dealt with some possibilities this morning. Luke 1:37, Mark 10:27, Matthew 17:20, even Mark 9:23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. You see, when you talking about, my goodness, all prosperity possibilities belong to me. Write that down. These are living words, yeah, you know. You got to receive them. All prosperity possibilities belong to me. Tell the person next to you, I don't know about you, but they belong to me. So don't you speak for me. So let me give you my first point. I tell you. Now, you know, I'm country, and I got to preach country. Every mosquito that been biting your prosperity died tonight.
Come on.
What?
I get this now. I get this point, then I'll take up in the morning and tomorrow night. But I want to get this point, this one point. When we talk about releasing maximized prosperity in my life, we have to understand it's on me and not on God. So get up off your knees, get out of that closet, and just do what I told you to do. You think you're going to pray your way through. No, you got to understand your way through. You got to hear what I'm saying. Prayer is right. But prayer can't do everything. No, I'm leaving now. He ain't preaching now. No, it can't do everything. God, you done prayed your way out of a zone that God had told you what to do. Get up from that. Get off your knees, God said, and go do this. Yeah, I'll see you. There you walk, look. I see you, bro. Go ahead on. He did that the other day. I want you to turn to two scriptures in my closing. 3 John 2, you know it, and Romans 12:2. 3 John 2 and Romans 12:2, because I said that your soul, your mind, your emotion, your feeling has blocked prosperity to a large degree. Right now, you got to get this statement now. Reality must set in by renewal. Reality about prosperity. About maximizing your prosperity. Reality must set in by renewal. 3 John 2. Beloved. Now, he was talking to a man who had it going on. He was working in God's purpose. Did you read that? Gehazi, whatever you call it. You can go on and say the word, but I'm rich.
Spend it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You pronounce it right. Spend that tomorrow. Go to the store and spend that. Buy you something nice. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Now, here's the override. Even as thy soul prosper, how do I bring my soul into prosperity? You renew it. Go to Romans 12, 2 now. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind about having too much. Having more than enough. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. A man gonna think in his heart what he put in his heart.
Ah, come on.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
You ain't gonna think nothing you didn't put in your heart. What you put in come out.
That's right.
So reality,
yeah,
don't only come by praying. By confession. No, oh, that's right. But reality comes by renewal.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you renew your mind with the word of God, you change zone.
Wow. That's
wow.
it. That's
wow.
it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Your thinking escalate into another dimension. My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My ways are not your. But he told us how to get his thoughts.
Yes, sir. Right.
Take his word.
Yeah.
His word is his thought.
Right.
Put it in our mind.
Yeah. Yes,
meditate it.
Yeah.
Then our soul becoming in agreement with our spirit.
Right.
Our body has no choice.
There it is. Right.
This is what you're going to wear.
Right.
You're going to wear silk from now on.
Yeah.
I'm tired wearing cotton all the time.
Yeah.
Because now you've got a silky mind.
Yeah.
Wow. Y'all ain't even understand what I'm going. I'm going, and y'all still here.
Yeah.
Renewal.
Yeah.
Take time. Meditate the word.
Right.
Renew your mind.
Right.
Don't say what you feel. Say what you know.
Right.
I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Another day in my life.
The money just keep on coming. Don't talk about your problem. Talk about prosperity.
Yeah.
Get the Bible and just start reading. Yeah. Beloved, I wish about your problem being helped. Yes, God, help, get a job and I have a problem. Just read it.
That
give you the power to get well.
Yeah. Yes.
Just read it. Just read it. Read it.
Mm-hmm.
Your crazy mind will change.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's trying to go natural on you.
Yeah.
But you're a Christian.
Yeah.
You got the mind of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What that clock say, Buck? 440, 449. Reality must set in by renewal.
Yeah.
I don't tell Kikola see fiscal now. What I teach you tonight. If you don't get that mind renewed,
that's right.
This it's only going to be a weak flame.
Yeah.
You got to go over this stuff. You think you're hearing everything I'm saying?
Right.
You got to go over this. You got to sit, husband and wife, you got to sit and discuss this.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
I'm afraid to get into anything else. I'm overweight myself. I won't get into the other point bad, but I see. Explosive matter. Jumping out of me. We'd be jumping all over this place tonight, and I'm not jumping no more tonight. I'll stand on your feet. We get back in the morning. Y'all better try to get a leave in the morning.
Yeah.
Say, well, I can't call in sick. I'll be lying. Well, call in sick. I'm sick of this job. They're just going. They're not paying me enough. You wouldn't be lying. You wouldn't be lying. I'm sick of the size of my check. I'm sick of the amount y'all paying me. Y'all ain't paying me enough. You know. It's all right to have a little fun. Y'all spiritual people. Isn't it amazing how God saved that one white boy? Yeah. Yeah. What, this morning or last night? It was amazing. God said he ready to be saved. Yeah. I had a word of knowledge. Yeah. Call him out. I mean instantly. Yeah. Mildred, instantly. I said, you ready to be saved? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on out. All right.
Yeah.
It's mostly a believer's meeting. Yeah. You know, I follow the Holy Ghost in calling out. You know, most of the people here are saved. Yeah. You know, people think that if you're not evangelizing, you're not preaching.
Come on. Yeah.
They think evangelism is all this. Well, what about all God's people who already have entered in?
Yeah.
Somebody got to minister to them.
Yeah.
So they won't remain in the flesh.
Yeah.
They can flow in the spirit.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I left my pad up here. Let me see. You notice I walk careful. I ain't planning on doing no slipping. Slide neither. Here's another word God gave me, I think. I'm trying to follow the Holy Ghost, all right? This is what he said to me. Boy, I know this is going to bless somebody if you catch it. And we're talking about finances, right? We're talking about prosperity. Now, you know, God already have done everything for us. But it's according to where we are in understanding that he can manifest, right? He says, in your finances, he says, you have been tied to the floor. I'm about to let you go. I think about Jesus coming back to Lazarus' grave. Everybody else was ready to go home. They had said goodbye to Lazarus. But Jesus decided to do something else. I'm not leaving without him. What am I saying? Write the day down. There's a resurrection in your finances. I'm not going to leave you in the same condition that you were when you came here. Listen now. Listen, children. There's a resurrection in your finances. Can he do it?
Yes.
Did Lazarus come alive?
Yes.
Sam Jesus over your finances. If he catch any dead finances in your life, he's raising it up. Man, you know, I'm going to have to close, y'all. Maybe this will help you. See, can you say the word come out your mouth? Tell the person, tell two or three people, there's a resurrection in my finances. Listen. Every dead account comes alive right now. You ready? You ready for the demonstration? So he says, go ahead and untie yourself. Take it off. Prosperity, come forth in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Monday. My goodness. In the spirit world, you have to get awkward. In the spirit world, you have to get to a position that you don't care what people think about what you do. David was praising the Lord, and his wife with herself, she was living high. Same way Job, Seth's wife, she was living high. The men had some dealing with God. Now they want to always curse God and die. Job, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. Who put you in that three-story house? Shut your mouth. David said, now, David said to his wife, I love you, but I'm going to cut up voice the next time. God been good to me. And them people you thought I was dancing before, I wasn't dancing before them. I was dancing before the Lord. I remember the first time I saw Wilma, Phil's wife. Wilma looked quiet, so did he. Walk behind Phil, you know. And one night, between Wilma and Barbara, my secretary, when the Holy Ghost hit them women, you better get out the way. Barbara worse than Wilma. Barbara go to rolling like a tunnel, just rolling. And John just stepped back out the way. They understand it. I didn't know. I said, "What? Where's she going?" But John, Philip, I saw Philip. I said, "Philip, take care of Will. Look at him." But they wasn't dancing before me. And they don't dance before you. When the Holy Ghost hit them, they dance before the Lord, man, so they don't care what happened. Some of y'all too tight. You know, I'm not talking about with money now. You're just too tight. You just don't loosen up. The Holy Ghost hits you and you. Who that? Who did that? You think the person next to you hitting it, that's the Holy Ghost hitting it. Don't be putting your hand on me. That's the Holy Ghost, baby. You got to learn how to dance. I've been drunk before. He deserved to be praised. If he has done anything for you, I want you to shout right now. The second part of this word, not only have you been tied to the floor, I'm about to let you go. And he's talking about revelation there. Because you're already free, but you just got to know it in every area. Then he says this. Get ready to flow in more. For from this day forward, you will live in more than enough. Rejoice. Come on, rejoice. You will live in more than enough. So now tell three people, it's my time to live in more than enough. Then we're going to go, but then tell two or three people the Lord has spoken. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The Lord the Lord has spoken. Want me to tell you something else he said? In the same time, listen very carefully. It is not I that have been holding back your stuff. I have designed you to live in more than enough. Go ahead and rejoice. God is not holding back on you. God designed you to live in more than enough. He said, I'm not holding you back. I want you to go. I want you to flow. I want you to know. I want you to have more. Get ready, Leroy. I'm about to close. I got to quit. I'm not halfway yet. You know the next statement in this prophecy? You want to know it?
Yes.
Get ready to do something. Get ready to do something. You can put your pad down because this next statement. After he said, it is not I that have been holding back your stuff. He said, I've designed you to live in more than enough. You know what he said next? So the rejoicing has to begin right now. He told me something fresh. You listening? Huh? Huh? Rejoice, for your financial war is over. Listen, listen, Shannon, I don't want you to leave here half cocked. The word and the revelation and the anointing that you have taken a part of, the reason the war is over, those are your unstoppable weapons. You not the same as you were when you came here. Jesus fought the battle of your prosperity. He won. No more warfare. It's a takeover. Shout! Connect the dot. What did he say next? Connect the dot. What you heard? He's been connected. Same time God spoke this to me. He said, rejoice. It has to begin now. You don't wait till the manifestation. Oh, listen. You are manifesting it when you rejoice.
Yeah.
He says this. Oh, Lord. For the beginning of no ending begins now. Rejoice about that. I say rejoice about that. Now, he seemed like he wanted me to give you the whole thing. I got a few more lines here. And you got to be careful in the spirit when to let it out. So I think you're ready for it. Let me finish for you shout, because you're going to want to shout here now. You will see that there's no end to me. For my blessings never stop coming. For I am the ever-blessing God. Now this is the last time, so I want you to shout on this one. Let me finish stating it. Some of y'all shout early. I know you get so happy. I'll tell you when to shout. I'm Joshua tonight. These walls are about to fall, baby.
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Hallelujah. Where Carlos at? Where you playing? Because I thought y'all remember he was over here. See yourself with it, for it's yours now. Shout. I'm going to let the critic have something to say, because I heard something that I need to say. See yourself with the house you want. You got that house? Y'all living in it now? Bigger it is than the one you was in.
More than double.
Huh?
More than double.
More than double. But you already got the house.
We're there.
Who else in here got a new house? You got a new house? You just got it? Shout. Who else in here got a new house? What? You got a new house? You got a new house? What? Who else? Is anybody else there got a new house? You getting ready to get one? It's time for it. I say you have it. Huh? What's that? 7,000. Somebody shout him, yeah. You remember when Jesus was under that sycamore tree and Zacchaeus? I shall be a guest at your house. Tell me. Get the cooking. You can get the cooking, baby. I invite myself. Jesus did it. Now don't hold me to the time I'm coming. This is something, huh? I know the critic gonna jump on me now, but here it is. See yourself with that new car you want. You ready? See yourself with a new wardrobe. You cannot be afraid of the enemy and let him tie your mouth. You don't love God no more than I love God. I love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, and all my might. But I also know God loved me with all his soul, all his strength, all his might, so I can have what I want. And I can still serve him. And I can still preach the gospel in season and out of season. I don't have to be broke to preach the gospel. I don't have to have one suit to preach the gospel. I can wear as many suits as I want. Get that contagiousness out of your mind. Poverty is contagious in the body of Christ. It's an epidemic in the body of Christ. But the medicine has come. God said, my word is like medicine. You point your finger at two or three people and say, I want you to know, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Junior,